University of Alaska Broadcasting Service proudly presents Poetry by Oliver Everett, past Poet Laureate of Alaska and Professor of English at the University of Alaska. Here now is Professor Everett.
I am reading from the series called Studies in Black, which I published in 1958. The subject matter is from northern Minnesota, back from the year 1912 on, or the year of my birth, up through the next few years. The conditions are somewhat similar to interior Alaska, as a person will gather from the words of the poems. The subtitles are Nordic subtitles. I will give the Nordic and the equivalent in the English. Studies in Black. Födelse, or birth. My dream was of little children climbing the flights of light in the briars, Jacob grieving for his children. I, Benoni among the breeds and the Chippewa. Tamarack knees spidered into the peat moss. Pines fought with the sky. The worm and I creeping under needles. Soul stuff, dreaming of the sun. Hands that received me were oak burrs, red from the scrubbings of midwives. The hands that should lead me gathered the darkness and cold, folding into the clay. I felt the tug of the ocean, the great waves turning the flotsam over, seaweed caught in the eddies, cry of the gulls over the herring, pull of the cord, the terror of being thrown free. Bats swirling over the horse barn, little gnats hatched to die, mosquitoes drilling for the red, red oil, smudge pot and the firefly. Why did the ocean pull at the navel? This section is called Moss. I was born an old oak. The fungus and the moss were on me. Pungence of the spruce and acid berry, and the sour odor of swamp rot. Dark roots grew in dark marshes, washed in beginnings and endings. The moss was lush in its elegy of promise, dripping from oaks and running in softness over dead logs, velveting the rocks and fossil things, holding in its hands the swamp violet, white and purple, floating on stale bogs and staler water. Breath from a compost rose beside the willows. In the absence of God, the angels intrigued me with their white comings and their red goings. I heard the drip of mercy and the whisper of lost things. The trees with their hands shuttled the clouds over their foreheads, and the stars never wearied of peering through those dark needles. Heilsa, or all hail. Spring scraped the snow from the meadow and draped it. The belly of the plowing heaved up hard things, and the rash new brush invaded the newest clearings, and the quack decided to do something about the corn. That was the year the peat forgot to float, and the wire glass was carried out on poles, and someone put a slug in the old scraper. Rumors of war somewhere off there in Europe, world tides rising, while the tide within a man arose more suddenly. That was the year a man crept into a whiter void, close to beginning, awaiting the mercy that was sudden, as typhoid can be sudden. And the warden wrote, "Sorry to inform you." That was the year that a man died by retiring inward. The leaves fell early. The sere land stiffened. Picks plied away for shovels into the red, red clay. The clods were merry, dancing down on the rough pine box. "Heilsa," they cried. The rocks replied, "Welcome to our remains. We were once colder." Godi intoned, "Av yord till yord." Another press chuckled. A noble vocation, this dust unto dust. Colors of gray and sable, darkness ebbs and returns, tidal and endless. Quivers of light in the mottled, deep in the clay, a sigh asks for release. The fourth section is called All Father, or All Father. The north wind was stiff against the cheek, and the little ice dams held back the pellets in the lash. Wheels creaked. Under brown grass, the pine seeds chuckled, knowing their promise. The long icicles from the eaves, reaching for the horse heaps, heating decaying foundations, drip, drip. The momentary thaw, the fatty rot, the glory of bovine generation. The ice gathered in wrinkles, giants pounded their drums, the fish fled to the deep. Deep in the ear the ice lay, gnashing and groaning. Deer that skated on glass to the yapping of brush wolves, new crimson blotches. The swish of the birch, the scurrying of wild things under the brush heaps. The ice-covered thighs of the bay groaned to the loins of the deep. Echo of dead feet, while the wind whistled up its icy specters and whirled them away to collapse on the fences. The tamarack chant of the wolf, the owl asking his question. The lynx crept on his belly over the crusted snow to peer in at the window. That was the year the spring forgot to come, while summer came like a ruptured virgin, and the ice remembered the glaciers grinding at the forest. The Chippewa remembered when our fathers were a shadow. The long ice in broken heaps, rotting on the beaches. This next one is Emiorkit, or In Darkness. Zzzz. The lightning split the red oak scattering shavings. The growl of the dragon followed over the forest. My dream was of light and shadow, pierced by the scream of sunlight. The brook interrupted, saying, "Follow." Young pines over the well stretched upwards and downwards. Faces vaguely remember smoke-wise through needles. Was this the vision of Azer and Nordkap? How can a small one know the persistent shadows? The quack marched triumphant, the rock pile diminished, sinking down, down, down into the marshy bottoms. The light nearly withered. The darkness remembered, the fuel pile is low. The lynx more bold scratched at the shingles. The partridge forgot to emerge from his tunnel. Benoni forgot the night wind that bore him, while remembering to ask of the owl of a time that was not. The sixth section is Swamp Fever in English, or Swamp Fever. The tall trees were tired of holding up the sky. The swamp wearied of the departure of brooklets. The suckers spawned and sucked at the veins of the bog. The tadpoles hid in the lilies. The startled whir of the partridge followed over the spruce trees. Did the stump move? The wolf at the sucking edge? The call of the loon pierced the gathered fog. The grass snake, flicking a fork, tasted the air with his tongue. Touch the creature. No revulsion. The brook sang as a leaf fell into the eddy. Why were the thoughts thus long as it twirled there in the ripples? Which way spring? Why do birds and streams stuff grass and twigs in crotches? Number 7 is Homegonk, or it's a battleground actually in English. Slaughter of pine and the ash, the sob of giants dwarf the cry of timber, the songs of French nomads over hoop bundles. On wagons and barges, the ties and rough lumber moved out of the shadows. The gods of erosion laughed at the harvest. Logs on the mill dams, the creaking of chains dripping, the river hogs hobbling over sodden corpses, the quiver of sturgeon under twirling cant hooks. The luxury of a green roof over the fish house, the black coffee brewing in the shelter, sweet smell of maple wood in the smokehouse, the spitted fish, the bacon curing, and the civet cat crying in the brush heap fires. The rustled munchings of cattle, the steaming horse heaps, the pine skis curing, the civet cat crying in the brush heap fires. In the swamps I groped until the winged ice surprised me in a flash of lightning.
You've been listening to Oliver Everett, professor of English at the University of Alaska. This program was produced in the studios of KUAC for the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.